This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
I mean, you be talking about how you like the mess and you like the drama, but all you do is talk to lover boys and lover girls.
It's the format.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Hey, Nudia.
Hi.
It's another Friday again, but it's the first Friday of September. This is like officially, we get into fall time. We get into cuffing season. We get into like stay in the house and hibernate season. I'm resisting. I don't know about you.
I'm actually trying to like non-resist. What's the word? I'm trying to fall into it more. Like I'm trying to
like,
stay
I've
home.
I've been ready.
So hard. I get invited to dinners. I'm like, okay, I got to go to this yoga class. No, I'm trying to stay home. I just want to hide the whole weekend.
No.
I'm trying.
No. Summertime shy. We're still here. We still out here in these streets.
I'm done. I'm over it. I want to lean into the person I'm supposed to be, which is a childless cat lady, okay? That is the person I'm supposed to become.
All right.
And I want to lean into it more.
I would never want to be on record judging the childless cat ladies, so more power to you. I'm not quite there yet, I have to say.
I've tried, but everyone keeps inviting me outside. And I mean, of course I'm going to go, you know?
Well, you talk to somebody who has some great music to listen to when you're just feeling like hibernation. Adam Martinez.
Todos los momentos los compartes con él. Todos los secretos.
And he's a Chicago Latin pop artist. I listened to the song that he came here and played live in studio called Momentos. It was so beautiful. Oh my God. How did you find that song? How did you find him as an artist?
Well, I believe he's had a relationship with Vocalo for a long time, being a Chicago artist. I had never met him before, but when that song came up in the system, I was in love with it.
Yes.
And you know, like there's some songs that you're like, I wouldn't be in love like this.
Yes.
I want my momento, you know, like.
Oh, I mean, it was in Spanish. I didn't even know what he was saying, but it just was like, I could tell he was just like singing from the heart. The melody was beautiful. I mean, it was perfect.
When you listen to the words, he's asking for her. He's like, leave your man and be with me because you know what, we have a special. Like, it's kind of begging. It's like a little bit, you know? But so I asked him the inspiration. He said, I wanted to make my own Spanish version of Mario's Let Me Love You.
Okay.
Baby, you should let me love you.
And it's exactly, I was like, oh my gosh, it made so much sense because it was this like Spanish Latin romantic version.
Yes.
Of Let Me Love You.
And that's such a sweet song. You know, when you were describing that, it made me think of like an even older song, which is by Usher. Is it like leave the one you're with?
Oh, you make me want to leave
the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you. Yeah,
I know. Cheating. They're all about cheating.
Yes, it's just true. Like, it's true.
But
leave this person. Come over here. Stop playing. Act like you don't feel the chemistry.
But it's really beautiful because the song is beautiful, and I was addicted to the original version. And he came in and he did the acoustic version. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song.
It must have been like a serenade.
Yeah, it was just like, it made me love the song even more.
Yes.
And then I saw the music video, and the music video is adorable. It is the cutest music video.
Oh.
It's actually like the cutest story ever. He had been following this girl on Instagram, and he's like, do you want to be in my music video? I was like, okay, that's game. That's pretty cool.
I mean, this is okay, because in the interview, y'all talked about he slid into this girl's DMs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, don't nobody be sliding in my DMs.
Asking
like,
me to be like, a video girl.
Exactly. Like, I'm like very obviously single, I feel like, on Instagram. Like, it's very clear that, like, my DMs are available and open for, like, sliding.
You feel me? And like, it just never happens. I don't know. Does that happen to you? Does that happen to people you know where they're like, oh, I met my person because, you know, they slid into my DMs?
I mean, there are some DMs.
Okay.
But I feel like I want to be someone's muse, you know? Like,
I want the muse DMs.
You know, I want the muse DMs. But it's crazy because you could see this, like, insane chemistry between them.
Oh.
I thought, I was like, is this his girl? I feel like, should I be watching this? I feel like this is his girlfriend. But, you know, after then, like, to this day, they're still dating. Yeah.
So they started dating after
they're
that.
They're official. Yeah, yes. They're boyfriend and girlfriend now and just so cute. As cute
it
as
worked.
Ever.
It worked.
Yes. Just ask someone to be in your music video. No.
Okay, let's get into it. Here's Nudia's interview with Adam Martinez.
So have you done a lot of music in Spanish? I mean, because I was looking and we've had you at Vocalo. Mm-hmm. You've been featured a couple times. Mm-hmm. Have you yourself personally made a lot of Spanish music?
Yeah, so I dabbled in it because I used to cover a lot of Spanish songs because my family would just love to hear me sing in Spanish. I'm actually not the best Spanish speaker. Like, conversationally, I struggle a lot.
It's okay, right? Because look, it's Selena,
exactly.
One of the biggest.
Selena's one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah, and she couldn't
one
speak Spanish.
Exactly,
yeah.
100%. And so, like, she learned through music, and there's a lot of people in my family who only speak Spanish, and so, you know, I love to communicate with them through the way that I know, which is music, you know? And so, you know, I used to cover, like, Marc Anthony or, you know,
oh,
just a lot of classics.
I love that. Yeah. And also, I mean, this is just what, like, you hear. Everyone's voice always sounds prettier in Spanish,
yeah,
right? It's the way you enunciate.
Definitely.
And so, like, everyone actually, like, that's a life hack, y'all. Like, 100%. You actually sound like you could sing if you can't in Spanish, okay? Like, you could throw down some bars.
Yeah, I just think the language in general is just so beautiful. And you could say the simplest thing and it just sounds way more romantic and meaningful than it does in English.
Okay, and I was going to say, you look way too young to be having fallen in love and out of love all these many times. I was listening to your music and I was like, he looks way too young to be like all up in love like this.
Yeah, I have a baby face, which is a plus the older I get. I'm about to be 27 in April. So it's been, I'm not too old, but not too young either, you know?
So mid-20s. Like a lot of these, I mean, because you are a songwriter and a producer and a singer, which I mean, I feel like nowadays you kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you have to, that gives you an edge to everyone else if you're able to do those things,
because
you're able to create so many things just on your own.
Definitely.
That if anyone comes in, it's just an addition.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I would say I got really good at just producing before I was even good at, I used to suck at singing, honestly. I was pretty bad. When I first started.
I've heard you say that before. Okay, hold on. Give the people hope. Because, look, there's a reason I talk on the radio and I don't sing on the radio, okay? And that's because I cannot sing. But a lot of people in my family sing, and they say, like, no, if you practice, your voice is an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, y'all.
No,
I don't know if this instrument's ever going to be tuned, okay?
I'm a genuine believer in that if you just dedicated your time to anything in life, that you could learn to do it. Anything.
So you started off with production.
Yeah, so I was, I wasn't that good at it either, but it was way easier to, you know, get like GarageBand on my Mac and just mess around and learn. But yeah, I started out making my own beats and then I started just writing, and it honestly just came from a place of curiosity and fun. Like, it was just so much fun to make whatever I wanted to. And so it started off just messing around, and then eventually I learned guitar, and then that's when I kind of started singing more and songwriting and... yeah, I love doing it all. I love writing for other people as well, producing for other people. Like, that's just, they're all a similar passion to me.
And I mean, a lot of artists that we see now, like, you'll never know that they are behind some of these songs.
Right.
Like, and that's not only like in pop music, but even in rap music too, you know? Like, songwriting is such a strong skill that like you could like low key be a part of a bunch of projects.
Oh yeah.
So I love that, and I do think it is important to learn as many aspects of your industry as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could be your own machine,
100%.
Like, that's always going to be way better. And I was really excited to have you in because I think, you know, I was looking and you've been involved in so many Latin music festivals like Mas Flow and the Michelada Fest and stuff. And so what is it like being a Latino artist in Chicago?
It feels small, honestly, in a way that, like, I just feel like there's not a lot of Latino artists out there. That's one of the reasons I love to collaborate with Abel so much. Like, you mentioned him. I have another collaborator, Alex Ponce, who who actually lives in Ecuador. I've never even met him. But I just feel like pop music and Latin music in Chicago is so, it's such a small group that when you do find people who do it well, we all just kind of stick together.
It's also just such a beautiful time right now in music to be Latino.
Yeah, Latin music is as big as it's ever been. And it's beautiful because even people who don't know the language love it. And that's the beauty of music is you don't necessarily have to understand what's being said. If you like the rhythm, if you like the melodies, like that's all that matters.
You know, we followed each other last night before this interview. And I was looking at your social media and I was like, this is so important. Like this, like this right here, because not only like for an artist, doing covers of popular songs is so important because kids will be attracted to that. You know, you'll get more listens and more follows for that. But also like the funny stuff. You do a lot of skits. You do a lot of funny stuff. And I was this is what an artist is supposed to do. Because I feel, you know, like, yes, take your music seriously, but you know, also have fun because social media is fun. And that's how you're going to get engagement is being funny, showing your personality.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like you definitely show your personality.
Thank you so much. That means a lot because that's kind of how you market. I mean, quote unquote, market yourself if you want to like break it down in terms like that. But I really think it's important to just be yourself. Like maybe you're not funny. Maybe you take your music really seriously. And like, that's totally cool, too. You know, I think what's important is like if you're just authentically yourself and you're just true to what you want to do and if that involves a funny skit about like getting chased by the police, which
I
think is the one you saw.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Like it's funny, you know, and it promotes the song and it's just, it gets a laugh and it's fun.
Because it's so, a lot of times I feel like you kind of have to look at yourself, like why would people care about this? Like why would people, why would anyone care about this song? Why would anyone want to watch this video? You know, by the way, I love the Momentos music video.
Thank you so much.
I love it so much. I'm telling you, it's too many feels. It's like way too many feelings. Like you and I don't know who is the model in the
Her name's Giselle. That's my girlfriend now, but we met that day.
Okay, because I was going to say you could see it in the music video. I was like, either one, there was some real good acting. There's some real, there's some, like something happening here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering that. I was like, oh, is that like his girl? I don't know, but it was so cute.
Thank you so much. I mean, the music video I love, but the fact that, I mean, we've been dating for 5 months as of today. And so it's still really fresh, but like we are so in love and like it's just crazy because it never would have happened if I just wanted, I just DM'd her on Instagram like, hey, do you want to be in my music video? I always thought she was pretty. I always followed her on Instagram.
Okay.
And I gave her a shot.
Right.
And she was great. And we got along so well on set and what you're seeing on camera is definitely some acting, but a lot of it's also like just genuine.
The sparks naturally happening.
Right.
Yeah. And I could see that too. I was like, do they know each other? I was like,
we met that day. We met that day, I swear.
You guys met that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is also kind of like a key for any artist listening. If you want to shoot your shot at a girl, ask her to be in your music video. How are you going to say no? Morgan, are you going to say no as a woman? No. Like, it's just like, if someone's like, will you be in my music? You're like, yeah.
Right. It's fun.
Oh my gosh. Of course. I'll be in your music video.
No, definitely. It's funny. I never really did that. I usually like to keep it professional. And like, whoever I ask, I would just, you know, thank them. And we remain friends after the shoot. But there was someone here where, I don't know, it felt like a genuine connection and we started texting afterwards and it happened very organically. Like, it wasn't even in my intention to, like, I mean, a little bit it was. I can't lie, a little bit.
Look, you aren't going to play a player, okay? You are not going to play a player right now. I see right through it. I give you a nod. It was very, very smart. But also, like, you know, I could see that you were genuine. And that's that's the best way to start a relationship, right?
100%.
Like, you know, you build that friendship. You get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, nowadays people just jump in too quick, too fast.
100%. And for the wrong reasons, too, you know?
That's true. You know, before we turn the mics on, I was telling you that I was looking through some of your YouTube and stuff, and I saw your If I Could Fall in Love by Selena cover, and I was just like, you know, all these things come up, and I love that you're saying that you loved working on your previous work, but you're different now, and that's kind of like symbolic of life, right?
100%, yeah, it's growth, and I'm really proud of where I am now, and I'm just so excited about the genres that continue to grow, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it because I know personally, growing up loving pop music and then being Latino and, you know, maybe not being as attracted to hip hop as much or, you know, because it was always more popular, I feel.
Yeah.
But you know, it's, I feel like you kind of lose yourself a little bit, you know, because I grew up being such a big pop lover that, you know, when my grandma would pick me up playing bachata or something, I'd be like, turn it down, you know? Oh my gosh, yeah. Why do you always have to do that, you know? And then now I like bust up Romeo Santos nice. Every time I can, you know? Yes. Now I'm putting that on to clean up. So I feel like it's been such a beautiful journey. Mm. And I feel like the mainstream popularity has kind of helped that, like, to not only musically, but like also like with myself, mm-hmm. it's really brought in a lot to light. Cause you said you kind of grew up being a pop lover, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely like the main thing I listened to. I'm the youngest of four brothers and they all listened to different things. So I sort of took it in all of it. Like one brother was totally into R&B. One was a rapper. One was into nothing but like mariachi music. So like, so I love just this wide spectrum of music. And, if you go through like my Spotify, for example, you're going to hear a lot of different genres. It's all pop is really the center of it all. I want it to be catchy and like no longer than like a 4-minute thing. You know, I like to be concise, but I love to hop between genres. And I feel like a lot of artists do nowadays. I don't know that there's like one genre that's more popular than everything. Everything has its own lane. I'm Adam Martinez and this is Momentos on Vocal Low Radio.
Baby, sabes que me quema verte, que no puedo verte sin tenerte, porque sé que no te merece. Tú te quedas despierta y yo te llego cuando él te deja. Oh, puedo ser el que te...
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to Chicago Latin pop artist Adam Martinez. Thank you, Nudia.
You're welcome.
You can learn more about Adam on his Instagram at Adam Martinez Music. And you can hear more interviews like this one at our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org or listen on your radio at 91.1 FM. Also, you can catch Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Nudia's interview was produced with help from Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, write us a rating. Write us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show. And a big shout out to Adornami Gade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.